Please welcome our next speaker, Thomas Götkens. He will talk about mesh plastic, which by the sheer amount of people must be something popular. And actually it is cool. But keep one thing in mind, we are here on an open source conference, and if mesh plastic is something not, it's an open technology. Keep in mind, it's based on proprietary and patented technology, but it is cool. So, yeah. Thomas, stage is yours.
Thank you. Okay, good evening. You could say evening. Just let me introduce myself, two or three words. I'm Thomas Götkens. I'm one of the core developers of the firmware of MeshTastic. And everything about MeshTastic is open source, down to the actual radio chips we're using. And this is indeed patented and proprietary technology. But this also goes for every other software solution that uses LoRa modulation. We can decode it with a SDR, but this was basically reverse engineered. Okay, let's get started. Who in the audience knows MeshTastic? Okay, so I can skip the first 10 slides of my presentation. That's okay. This is basically what the app looks like. So for a user, you take a MeshTastic node, the node hardware, pair your phone with it, download the software. Of course, off-grid means you already downloaded the software, and then you pair it to the node, and then you use it like this. Oh, now something broke down here. This is also the firmware. In this case, it's showing telemetry data and progress slides. Okay, next question I almost always get is, how fast is it? And the answer is, it depends. Because, as you see here, we have several presets in the firmware that have different link budgets and throughputs. The data rate that is on this diagram here is not the net data rate. This is including the protocol overhead, so you won't get this kind of throughput if you set it to these settings. The last entry, very long slow, is erased from the slide because we deprecated it in the firmware. It was basically unusable for normal people. You needed special node hardware, but this was used for range testing or range record testing, I'd say. And I left it in there because, obviously, if you take the radio parameters, you can still use it and recreate it, but it won't work with any custom stock node hardware you can buy. The first setting, short-range turbo, there's a small one there. You see the bandwidth is 500 kilohertz. In Europe, we don't have the 500 kilohertz at our disposal, so the short turbo can be set, and then the firmware will reset it to the next speed setting because it's not usable in Europe. Okay, what is link budget and data rate? You see here, most of the presets, they have a very similar link budget. And then as the throughput increases, the link budget decreases. Everyone know what link budget is? It's actually how far you can get with the signal before it starts to deteriorate and you can't decode it anymore. Okay, this the third question we are getting on the booth is, what can you do with it? You can do everything off-grid. You can go camping, you can go to Burning Man, as you see here. The slides were prepared by a colleague from the US, so it's a bit US-centric. But you can also use it for disaster communication. If the normal mobile phone grid is not available anymore, you can use it for communication with your peers. Okay, now let's see what we do. Obviously, you need a LoRa radio. You can buy this. They start at about $10, and then you get added value-added tax and shipping, and then you're about $20, but still very affordable. And you usually pair it with your phone and use it with the software. But we also have standalone nodes in development and